I thought that as I got older, I would turn into like a grizzled man. And every year, I just become more of a suburban mom. I recently said the phrase, sincerely, I think Weight Watchers is changing my life. I meant it. I love it so much. I like it because it doesn't tell me what to eat, you know? I'm a man. Like, I tell it what I ate, and it tells me to feel bad about it. It's good. It's a healthy system. My first day on Weight Watchers, I drank an orange juice, and I found out orange juice is very bad on Weight Watchers. It was 6 points. That same night, I drank a Miller Lite, and on Weight Watchers, Miller Lite is 3 points. It has completely changed my morning routine. I'm much happier now. Weight Watchers is also a social media app. It has like a social media part of it. I don't know if you guys know that. It's my favorite social media app because none of my ex-girlfriends are on it. It's nice. I love looking at it though, because like whenever I look at Instagram, it's the stuff that makes me jealous, you know? It's just like my sexiest friends getting engaged to each other while wearing bikinis somehow. And then I go on the Weight Watchers app and it's a stranger just being like, my engagement ring fits again. Those are my people. That's who I like. That's who I want to hang out with. I used to use a different weight loss app. It was called Lose It, and I stopped using it because it encouraged you to track your exercise, and that is not my bag, baby. One of the exercises you could put in on this app was sexual activity, but the minimum amount of time you could put in for sexual activity was 30 minutes. Okay, pal. I didn't know this app was for Casanovas only. Why don't you make one for the working man, huh? We built this country. 15's fine, we all know it. I used to weigh a lot more. I used to weigh over like 300 pounds. I lost like 100 pounds a couple years ago, and now I gained most of it back. I don't want to lose any more weight. You know, I want to stay overweight enough that when I'm bad at sports, it's still funny. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever seen a guy in really good shape miss a layup? You're just like, what a bitch. You see a guy that looks like me miss a layup, and you're just like, my man! Get that guy a Hawaiian shirt, he's with us. My friends will be like, well, you must be getting laid more now that you lost weight. And let me tell you guys, losing 100 pounds is an amazing way to find out the problem is your personality. Oh, God. I don't like to meet new people now that I lost weight, you know, because I meet someone new and it's just like, ugh, you're not even proud of me? This sucks. There's no way to start a friendship. I was talking about fat shaming with some friends. I think fat shaming is a cool term because it insults the people it's supposed to defend. And my friend said, well, skinny people actually have it just as bad. Is there any difference between being called a twig and being called a 300-pound monster? Like, one of those is way meaner and oddly specific. I actually felt good the last time I stepped on a scale. I stepped on a scale and it said max 400 pounds. I was like, well, at least I'm not as fat as that max guy, huh? How you guys doing? Ah, it's a fun one. Come on. Are we allowed to have fun? What's going on here? Oh, no. Oh, man.